It becomes more obvious by the day. AI is in the process of invading the world. Artificial intelligence has so quickly taken over in daily doings that it is indeed hard to keep up. It certainly has popped up in my life unexpectedly. Daughter Dana, who is always in the middle of putting together my PowerPoint presentations, has recently been working on my part in the Prophecy Watchers Conference in Norman, Oklahoma. By the time this is posted, I will, Lord willing, have already done it. Point is, as a blind guy for nearly 40 years, when using PowerPoint, I must have audio prompts to lead from one slide to the next so I can keep track of each area I wish to address. These prompts are usually a narrator giving a statement about what the following section will cover. We usually choose someone we know to do these audio prompts. Dana's husband, Mike, for example, has done it several times. This time, however, Dana surprised me. She said she had chosen an AI narrator. An artificial intelligence voice would be giving the prompts. You know what? It sounds like a real, professional broadcaster. I kind of miss Mike's voice, but have to admit this AI guy sounds almost as good as my late, great friend Dr. Dave Breeze did all those years ago. So it isn't an unpleasant invasion that AI has made in this case. I believe the Lord is using that stupendously advancing technology in ways to further his kingdom work. However, this isn't the ominous way this technology will ultimately be used to help enslave a world ripe for deception and delusion. Along with advancing AI is the growing interest that even the US government, once so quiet about UFOs, demonstrates in now wanting people to focus on unidentified anomalous phenomena, UAP. I don't believe the two recent developments, AI and UAP interest, are coincidental. I believe they're coming together at this crucial time at the end of this church age. Age of Grace, has great prophetic implications. The following recent news in regard to NASA looking into the possibility of intelligent extraterrestrial life will perhaps help frame my point. NASA has consistently said there is no evidence of alien life in the cosmos. But some among the authorities exploring the universe are advancing other ideas. Artificial intelligence and machine learning will be essential to finding and proving the existence of extraterrestrial life and UFOs, NASA said. The space agency recently released its highly anticipated 36-page UFO report that said NASA doesn't have enough high-quality data to make a definitive scientific conclusion about the origin of UFOs. Moving forward, AI will be vital to pinpointing anomalies while combing through large datasets, according to the report compiled by NASA's independent research team on UAPs, unidentified anomalous phenomena, a fancy word for UFO. We will use AI and machine learning to search the skies for anomalies, and will continue to search the heavens for habitable reality, NASA Administrator Bill Nelson said during a September 14 briefing. AI is just coming on the scene to be explored in all areas, so why should we limit any technological tool in analyzing, using data that we have? Dr. Nicola Fox, NASA's Associate Administrator, elaborated on Nelson's point, saying AI is an amazing tool to find signatures that are sort of buried in data. That's how NASA and scientists around the world are going to be able to find the metaphorical needle in a haystack, Fox said. The 16-member independent UAP research team report panel finds that sophisticated data analysis techniques, including artificial intelligence and machine learning, must be used in a comprehensive UAP detection campaign when coupled with systematic data gathering and robust curation, the report says. The use of AI has been a controversial topic that governments around the world, including the US, are grappling with. Advocates have lauded the potential capabilities of generative AI and the possibility it could catapult society to the next evolution of humankind. On the flip side, it can also create a dystopian future if guardrails aren't put in place, or if it's in the hands of ill-intended users, experts have warned. The NASA panel was asked if regulating AI would impact the space agency's ability to use the budding technology to potentially find extraterrestrial life. No, don't think that any attempts to that the Congress has underway to try to write a law that would appropriately put guardrails around AI for other reasons is anyway going to inhibit us from utilizing the tools of AI to help us in our quest on this specific issue, Nelson said in response to the question. NASA reveals latest weapon to search the heavens for UFOs. Aliens released a report that highlighted the importance of artificial intelligence. Chris Eberhardt, crime and U.S. news reporter for Fox News Digital, September 25, 2023. Now to try to make the AI-alien connection. There will be tremendous deception during the tribulation, as Jesus said in his first answer to his disciples when they asked for the signs of his coming. Jesus also told John, the writer of Revelation, about the things to come when Antichrist is in power during that tribulation era. The prophecy John was given that makes my point is the following. And I beheld another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spake as a dragon. And he exerciseth all the power of the first beast before him, and causeth the earth and them which dwell therein to worship the first beast, whose deadly wound was healed. And he doth great wonders, so that he maketh fire come down from heaven on the earth in the sight of men, and deceiveth them that dwell on the earth by the means of those miracles which he had power to do in the sight of the beast, saying to them that dwell on the earth, that they should make an image to the beast, which had the wound by a sword, and did live. Rev. 13:11-14. There will be great delusion, according to Paul's prophecy, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. 2 Thessalonians 2:11. The big, deluding lie, I believe, will be made up in part by the false prophet telling the world that the many lights they see descending to earth are space beings he supposedly is calling down from heaven. Satan and his hordes will be ejected from the heavens after the great war in heaven against Michael and his angels. Satan and his fallen angels will be cast to the earth. My contention is that this will likely be the fire coming down, supposedly called down by the false prophet as given in the Revelation chapter 13 prophecy above. With all the miracles being produced by the Antichrist and false prophet, the demonic activity, it is almost a certainty that AI, in its greatly advanced state, will play some part in deceiving people into believing that these are aliens from other star systems who have come to assist Antichrist in saving the planet, or some such claim. Also, the image of the beast offers fascinating fodder for thought about the use of AI by the Antichrist regime. Most people left on Earth after the disappearance of millions, those who have vanished, which includes all children before the age of accountability, will be ready to accept anything to get back to some degree of normalcy. Even aliens from outer space come to rescue them. Instead, they will be welcoming the most hideously wicked forces imaginable. Here is what God's word foretells about those forces' leader. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he hath but a short time. Revelation 12:12. You don't want to be left behind on this judgment-bound planet when the false prophet likely uses some greatly advanced form of AI to mesmerize the inhabitants of the post-rapture planet. Jesus said it will be the worst time of all human history, Matthew 24:21. Here is how to be rapture-ready and eternally in God's family so you will avoid this time of hell on earth. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9-10. Source: Prophecy Line.